Welcome to the Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine. Meet him, greet him, treat him, and street him. Today's date is January 26th, 2018, and I am your skeptical host, Ken Milne. The title of today's podcast is 8 Days a Week. Happy New Year's again, S-Gemmers. This is just a quick S-Gem Extra episode to let you know what I'm going to try to be doing in 2018 to help you cut the knowledge translation window down from over 10 years to less than 1 year. It involves following a weekly schedule of social media interactions, which may end up feeling like 8 days a week. So let's go through a typical S-Gem week. Starting with Saturday-Sunday S-Gem, a new episode of the S-Gem will be posted most Saturdays or Sundays, depending on my work schedule. The blog will be about 2,000 words in length that you can read while drinking your morning coffee. Or you can listen to the 20 to 30 minute podcast on iTunes while working out or turning your car into a classroom while traveling to your next shift. The ultimate goal of the S-Gem, cutting the KT window down, is for you to provide patients with the best care based on the best evidence. We also want you to learn some nerdy critical appraisal skills in the process. But remember to be skeptical, even of the S-Gem. And then we have Meme Mondays. A meme will be posted on Mondays summarizing the paper reviewed. Merriam-Webster defines a meme as, quote, an idea, behavior, style, or usage that spreads from person to person within a culture. The term meme was coined by Dr. Richard Dawkins in the book The Selfish Gene, published in 1976. S-Gemmers will also be challenged to come up with a meme that delivers a key message related to the publication. Demonstrate your creativity and sense of humor by posting the meme to the S-Gem blog or on Twitter. I will include a couple of websites in the blog to help you create your own meme. And then we're going to have Twitter Poll Tuesdays. A Twitter poll will be posted on Tuesday with a question connected to the paper reviewed. If you're not already on Twitter, consider signing up and following the S-Gem. Voting will be open for 24 hours. Have your voice heard and vote on the S-Gem Twitter poll. What's the result Wednesdays? Well, the results of the S-Gem Twitter poll will be posted on Wednesdays to the blog, Twitter, and on the S-Gem Facebook page. See how your vote compares to other S-Gemmers and provide comments. How would you interpret the poll results? The next day is 1,000-word Thursdays. On Thursdays, a paper in a pic created by the amazing Kirsty Chalin will be uploaded. She takes the paper we have critically appraised and summarizes it into an infographic. We all know that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Consider this infographic spaced repetition and an opportunity to digest the information visually rather than reading the S-Gem blog or listening to the S-Gem podcast on iTunes. And then finally, we have Flipping the S-Gem Friday. The next paper to be reviewed on the S-Gem will be announced on Friday as part of Flipping the Classroom Philosophy. Take a look at the abstract and get ready for the new S-Gem episode. To make it even more interactive, try and guess what the theme music will be. Something from the 80s is always a good guess. Well, that's it for this S-Gem Extra. Please take the time to follow the S-Gem on Twitter, like the S-Gem on Facebook, and leave a glowing review on iTunes. And remember to be skeptical of anything you learn, even if you heard it on the Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine.